listening to healthradio.fm. I'm reporter Ruby MacDonald, and today I'll be speaking with an international best-selling author, intuitive life coach, and mental health advocate, Miss Amy White. Hello, Amy. Thank you for coming on to our show.
Oh, hello. Thanks for having me.
So, Amy, you've had firsthand experience dealing with mental health crisis. Can you tell us more about your story?
Absolutely. So 4 years ago, my entire world was rocked to its core when my son, who was 16 at the time, slid quickly and really unexpectedly into a mental health breakdown. Because of that, I became a caregiver overnight, dealing with a disease that I really knew nothing about. And my son's crisis took me on this journey through multiple hospitalizations, residential facilities, a suicide attempt, and really learning to deal with insurance companies and stigma and shame and blame that I had never even imagined. But, you know, out of his crisis really came a great deal of healing for me as well. I was able to use the experience, the lessons learned, the pitfalls that I tripped and fell into to help other caregivers along their path.
So what kept you going through those tough times?
Well, I think as a parent, what kept me going was my desire to do everything I could to make sure that my son received the care that he needed. Even if I didn't always know the questions to ask, I had a real drive to make sure that I asked as much as I could, and I really kind of learned to stand in my power and request, you know, more services when he needed them or more information when I needed it.
So your experience has moved you to basically become a life coach and a mental health advocate, you'd say?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Because, you know, when I was getting towards the end of my son's crisis, he was literally in hospitals and facilities for just about 19 months. And as we got to the end of that part of his crisis, I realized that I had learned so much about supporting a loved one in crisis and supporting myself in crisis as well, that I felt it was important to share that information out with other people. Actually, while I had been doing some business and life coaching along the way, back in 2012, I actually launched my blog called Far From Paradise, where I started to share, you know, post by post, things that I learned, things that I was going through as a caregiver, things that I was experiencing as a mother, you know, heartbreak, as I relived some of the memories of, you know, that we had gone through with my son and sharing, as I said, the lessons I learned along the way. And that really became the springboard to take my coaching practice to the next level and my advocacy work as well.
How does a coaching session work?
Absolutely great question. So for me, when I work with a coaching client, the first thing, I work a lot with people who are in life transition. So people who've come through a crisis, or people who have lost a job or lost a family member and then trying to build their life up. And so in that work, what I try to do is identify along with my client, what are the things in their life that are blocking them from moving forward, from taking them from the place that they're in where they're maybe just barely surviving their, you know, day-to-day to a place where they can learn to thrive and be able to thrive in their life. And I do that through a lot of what I call soul excavation. And that's looking at the things that the client feels are blocking them and then starting to pull back the layers through a lot of questions, through process and tools. I also use my intuition to help guide the discussion, to go deeper and deeper underneath the block. So if I, for example, if I say, I can't move forward because I'm a procrastinator, I say, oh, okay, that's great, but what is causing that procrastination? So how do we get down to the root of the behavior so that we can remove it once and for all and move it forward? A lot of that work will then help to move the client to the next phase of their life.
Anyone can reach out to you for a session. It doesn't just have to involve with mental illness.
That's correct. A lot of people find me through the mental health community. but I work with everybody in the coaching practice, and I also do business coaching work as well. So if somebody were transitioning from one job to another, what I found in the last 10 years or so that I've done coaching work is that at the end of the day, the behaviors and the habits that keep us from moving forward, whether we want to move forward in our career or we want to move forward in our lives, generally fall within the same bucket. So if I'm a procrastinator in my personal life, I'm probably going to be a procrastinator in my business life as well. And so the root of the issue will be the same.
Is it an online-based coaching session?
Yes. So I have coaching clients all over the world, and I do most of my work over phone and Skype. And then I provide different tools and processes, you know, through email for the clients to use and to work through.
And aside from coaching, you also have an online community forum for caregivers. Can you tell us more about that?
Yep, absolutely. That's correct. In May 1st of this year, I launched an online caregiver community called Recharge Basecamp. And the Recharge Basecamp community was set up because as I was doing the coaching work, I found that there were a lot of caregivers who were coming to me for coaching. And I realized that I only had a limited amount of time that I could coach these caregivers one-on-one. So I was trying to find a way to create an environment where I could work with multiple caregivers at the same time. And initially I thought that I would deliver it through some kind of 4-week, 6-week online workshop. But what I realized, because I was a caregiver for so long, is that caregivers have very little time to themselves. And so to create a class or a workshop where they would need to sit on a call for an hour a week might be too much time to dedicate. And so what I did was when I created this community, I created it so that they could get little snippets of information, you know, 15-minute group calls every week, and online forum that they could just stop in when it felt good to them, when they had the time to do it, and get support and encouragement as they needed. What I've said is that the Recharge Basecamp is a place where caregivers can put on their oxygen mask first before they tend to the needs of their loved ones.
So it's a nice place that everybody can connect and share each other's stories?
Yep, they can share stories. It's because the forum is private and it's members only. A lot of times caregivers don't really have a place where they can share their frustrations or the things that are making them scared because they don't want their loved ones to know that they're frustrated or angry or scared or feeling all of the emotions that when you're caring for a loved one in crisis, you inevitably feel. And so it gives a really kind of a secure, confidential space where people can just say, I'm really struggling with this issue right now, and I'm not really sure where to go with it, but now I have a place that I can at least speak it and share it. I know I'll be heard and not judged.
And it's ongoing throughout the year?
It's ongoing throughout the year, yep. Anyone can join at any time. There's a website dedicated to it, rechargebasecamp.com, and that gives all of the information. But as I said, there's weekly group calls, and there's the online forum, and I create special content just for this caregiver community that's separate from what I put on my blog and my website and on my social media channels.
So that website, again, is rechargebasecamp.com. And where can our listeners get more information on you and your other services?
My website is farfromparadise.org.
So that's farfromparadise.org?
That's correct.
Thank you so much, Amy, for being on healthradio.fm and for sharing your story with us. I wish you more success in everything you do.
Thank you so much for having me.